Justin Trudeau was a drama teacher and he...
Did he? One of his students?
Justin Trudeau, he was criticizing negatively Pierre Olivier by saying, oh, you're a lifelong politician. What do you know about life outside the halls of politics? Olivier is like, yes, it's true. I've been a politician, a servant to this country for all my life.
Yeah.
I know you were a drama teacher, but you had to quit. I just can't remember why. And then black guy showed up behind him and they're like, mic drop.
I was a high school teacher before getting into politics, and I'm having a little trouble remembering what exactly the job that the leader of the opposition had before getting into politics.
Yes, and he left right in the middle of the semester, and I'm having trouble remembering why.
Hey, wow, look at us, Gabe.
Standing up on a podcast.
Standing up on a podcast. We're going to be the standing up podcast.
Yeah, I don't
mind. We're going to give it a try. Thank you, guys. Thank you guys so much for joining. We're about, probably when this podcast comes out, we're going to be at 6,000.
6,000 subscribers 6, on YouTube.
6,000, guys. So. Mm-hmm.
And also, I think we almost have 50, maybe is it 55 star reviews on Spotify?
50? About 50, yeah.
Yeah, that's
really
good.
Yeah, give us 5 stars, guys, on Spotify.
Spotify, yeah.
And comment. Subscribe, and, like, subscribe.
Because 55 stars, that's a lot. That's pretty good.
Yeah?
I mean,
no.
Who the hell? I never clicked on Spotify ever in my life.
I never rated anything on Spotify.
I never. I'm always like, I listen to the music.
Yeah.
And I always rate it bad.
But guys, let us know where you guys are listening on the podcast.
Yeah.
And on the YouTube page.
Yeah. Where are you listening?
Or on the other apps.
Yeah.
All right. Enough corporate stuff. Hi, yeah. Gabe.
Hey, how's it going?
You look good.
Yeah, I'm okay. Yeah.
Yeah, look at us.
I went to the gym yesterday.
Whoa.
I feel like the gym is just... all I do at the gym is look at naked people.
Isn't it the best?
Well, it's weird. It's not the best. No. I'm not looking at... I'm looking at naked guys.
That's not the best at all.
I was on the elliptical.
That's not the best at all.
I was on the elliptical.
Love that machine.
So this elliptical
is naked. You have to be on it naked.
I have to be on it naked, yeah. No, but this... So there's like... For some reason, there's like 10 ellipticals all facing the normal way, like into the gym. And then there's one elliptical facing outside of a window.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, but it's I'm on like the fourth floor.
Yeah.
So I'm looking down. I see all the Jews running around buying baguettes and stuff because it's Park Avenue, you know. And then there's a whole building.
Building a tunnel.
There's a whole building filled with just people living their lives, and they don't know anyone's watching because across from them isn't anything. It's not like there's another apartment building. It's a YMCA. And they don't see anybody. There's no one. So they live their lives completely naked in front of that building.
It's like OG TV.
Yeah, I'm looking. I saw a big, fat, naked guy get out of bed.
Whoa.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I didn't know you were walking outside the window.
Oh,
crazy.
Dude.
It's like, and let's say you don't like, a naked guy. And then you just look at another level. It's like changing channel.
Yeah.
To find a channel. Like, all right.
Not bad. Yeah.
Sci-fi. Murder. I'm like, ooh, I like this channel.
It's sci-fi.
Oh, man. I said something bad in the first 5 minutes.
What did you
I'm
say?
Such a bad boy.
Oh, just.
Oh, wait. No, you have to make. On the dance floor.
Ooh.
You better not. Ooh,
yeah.
DJ. It's a song, everybody. Yeah. I love LGBTQ.
Yeah. And I also noticed that a lot of Jewish storefronts are like secret. Like they don't want anyone else walking in, right? Like there's like, let's say there's like a grocery. Across from the YMCA, there's a nice Italian cafe. It's called like Felice. It's really good. Before I got a Keurig, I used to go there all the time. But next to that, there's like a boarded up window, I noticed. Just like, not boarded up, but there's like a window and there's like paper covering the windows. Kind of like, you know, like.
Yeah.
Like they're not Arab or anything like you do it.
Yeah.
It's because they're like.
Sleep.
Yeah, you want to sleep. They're not. There's a whole grocery store going on. I see a bunch of Hasidic Jews walk in and they leave with groceries. And I'm like, what? Oh. And they don't want anyone else walking
just
in.
Bagels.
Yeah, just bagels.
Imagine you walk in. It's just mountains of bagels.
Yeah. Well, I wonder why they don't want other people walking in.
But it's open.
It's open.
And you saw people come in and come out.
All down Park Avenue is like that. They have like super laundromat.
Maybe Jews. Listen, what did we find on the past month? They like to build tunnels. They build the pyramids. It's all tunnels.
Yeah, it's all
my favorite tunnel. My favorite Jewish tunnels.
Yeah.
They board up their their stores. Maybe they're like.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know.
Maybe they don't want us in there, but it's fine.
Have you tried?
I've never tried.
Oh,
would that be a good video?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Because there's a lot of Jewish businesses that are open.
Yeah.
Like Chesky's is a good bakery.
Yeah.
In
Is it kosher?
It's bakery. I don't know.
Okay.
Does there meat in bakery?
It's, I don't know the rules. Yeah, completely. I don't know.
But it's good. I know it's,
they have specific, I think it's called kashrut rules.
Yeah.
And
I had babka. It's,
they're very straight. They're very strict.
Very straight?
They're and also very straight. But they're very strict.
Yeah.
Like, to obey kosher rules is, some rules make sense about things that are not supposed to.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, if you put a, if you cook vegetables on a, I don't know, not a stove, on a,
on a hot, flame?
No.
Gas? Electricity? Barbecue.
No, you flip eggs in it.
Oh, frying pan.
Frying pan. I should stop using words that are from a compartment of the world that I don't know.
What? Frying pan?
I never cook.
But your frying pan, that's all you do is flip eggs.
Yeah, but I don't, no, I don't, I boil my eggs.
You boil eggs?
Yeah, and my other meals, I just buy them or I get them for free.
But you said I have to stop using words from a part of the world that I don't understand?
Like a part of part of life that is not.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean? You don't do surgery metaphors or, you know.
No, but I.
What do you know of the surgery world? You know, scalpel?
I know, but this is totally different. It'd be like saying.
But yeah, but it's not my.
Okay, yeah.
I don't go to. Listen, I don't belong in the kitchen. I don't know if women belong in the kitchen. I know I don't belong in the kitchen.
I think you do.
Yeah.
Kitchen's nice.
You like cooking?
Sorta. Like, I'm not good at meal prep. Like, I'm not good at all meal prep.
You're not supposed to meal prep.
Yeah, you're supposed to. If you're.
No, you're not supposed to. No
Why?
One meal preps.
Then no one's going to cook.
No, people cook.
Yeah.
They just don't cook as much.
Yeah.
You're supposed to cook as much as you cook.
But then no one's going to cook. They're going to be like, oh, I got to get to the show. So I got to do, huh?
You eat every day. I can see you're fat.
Yeah.
You eat.
Yeah, it's because I meal prep.
Oh, you meal prep.
Yeah.
Okay, well, how come you're not good at it then? How come you think you're not good at it?
Because Claire does it.
Okay, then let her meal prep.
But I want to meal prep sometimes. All the load
but
is on
you don't
on
like
her.
Meal prepping.
It's not that I'm not good at time management is the thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
So. Or you're as good as you want to be this happy. Imagine you were more better at time management, but you were like, ugh, time management. Like, you don't think about it.
I think about it.
Yeah? You just feel bad about it.
Feel bad about it?
This feels like a therapy. And why am I looking here as if there's a crowd?
No,
you know what I mean?
But I'm going to get better at it. I think it's a good thing to have, you know.
Time management?
Yeah, especially like meal prep. Yeah.
It's overrated.
I have to have it.
Listen, if you're happy at the level you are, just be happy.
Okay. Yeah.
If you're not happy at the level you are, do something about it.
Yeah.
Cuz you're happy. I hang out with you sometimes. You're not a sad person.
No. But that's like it was Friday night, you know. It's like woo. Fun.
Yeah, but we're working.
I know, but that's fun. It's Friday night. It's all exciting. During the week, it's like, oh my God.
I see. It's a Wednesday. I see.
Yeah, good. Well, it's fun. We're working. It's exciting. I wish I love doing it, but like I always ruin Claire's sneezes.
You want to ruin her
I sneeze? Always end up ruining her. She's always like this. Like, because her sneezes, you know, you do like this. You put your hand to your nose and went like, yeah. Kind of like that. It looked like you were going to sneeze. When Claire sneezes, she's like, and I'm like, are you okay? Like, it looked like she has like a seizure going on. And I'm like, are you fine? And she's like, you ruined the sneeze. And I'm like, oh.
You ruined the sneeze.
Because I get it. If I have a sneeze and you and I.
Does she take her revenge? She's like, I'm about to come.
Yeah. She. I come on the bird.
Yeah. The bird has to come with its wing. Wing.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Gabriel. No. Nah, just no.
Don't ruin the sneeze?
Don't, you know. I think it comes from, you know, like when you, like the only time that I'm like, I want to choke someone is, actually, second thing, is when you're driving next to a girl and she goes.
Yeah. Oh, I hate that. Oh, it's the
look
worst.
At the puppy.
Oh, okay.
I'm like, my whole system went to like.
Like race car.
I hate that so it brings me so much anger.
Yeah, I know that. Yeah, I do that. I do that. I actually go, oh my God! She's like, what? It's the new Superman movie's coming out or something, you know?
She drives?
No, but just in life, you know, we're walking.
Question for you. How do you feel about being in a car and your woman is driving and you're sitting in the girl's seat?
It doesn't really happen that often. The only time it happened, I was like really sick. I had like the flu.
Yeah.
And I
in case of emergency, a woman should drive.
I remember, and it
See?
Was And it was kind of far.
Saudi Arabia.
Yeah, I know. In case of
emergency, yeah. Women are allowed to drive.
It was weird. Like, I didn't have the flu. Yeah. And then we drove, like, kind of like, an hour away.
Yeah.
And then I got the flu in the middle of the day, which is so weird. Like, all of a sudden, you're like.
Mm. Yeah, it was just.
It was just like, oh, yeah.
It was no ticklish,
no,
nothing.
No, it was like, oh, I feel so bad. She's like, wait, what, how? Like, all of a sudden, and then she had to just drive home.
And it was no transition period.
No.
Your body's efficient.
It was weird. It was
like, I'm going to feel bad. Nah.
Yeah, there was no.
Do you have diarrhea often?
No, not really. No.
Do you shit your pants often?
Never, ever.
Okay, so there's a transient period and other things, not just. Because, like, oh, I want to shit. It's not like.
But it's. I never had flu. flu symptoms like that, really.
Are you having it now?
I'm burping. I had chili. Meal prep. Oh, it's so good. I love chili. I'm a chili guy, man.
That's the beans and the sauce, right?
Beans. It's beans, meat, sauce.
Give your recipe, Gabe.
It's Claire's recipe.
It's British. It's British chili.
So we got black beans. We got kidney beans. We got ground beef. And we got diced tomato and crushed tomato. And that's
not British at all. Is it spicy?
Yeah.
Okay, that's why. It's spicy.
Yeah. Like, yeah, a little spicy.
British.
Put some peppers in there.
Been evolving.
It's just regular chili. Like chili as in like every chili since the beginning of time chili.
I thought it was like a British chili.
No, I don't know about British chili.
Because she's British.
Yeah, I don't know about British chili. Woo, this is not weird standing up, but I'm. It feels like I'm working out.
Yeah, that's my sport, guys.
It feels like I'm working.
I said I'm going to lose a couple of pounds. I'm going to start by standing up. Dude, I realized literally standing up is my only job.
Yeah?
Like, I want to headline more, so I'm trying to get more headlining spots.
Yeah. So
I'm doing 25 minutes, and I'm like,
you got to move
but
around.
But that, I'm like, I look at my posture, and it's like, hey, buddy. This just like a grandpa talking to kids. Hi. And they're like, ugh.
It's weird because they're down there, right? Yeah. If you're on a stage. And so you're looking down at them the whole time. But it doesn't look good on a camera. On a camera, it looks like you're just like your neck, your back. Yeah. So, but how do people in specials do it? Because
First of all, they're not doing a special in front of 30 people.
Yeah. It's true. They're like,
when you're doing
hello.
30 people, you're like, hi, over everyone. when you're doing, I guess you have to like, hey, I'm talking to blackness. Not because it's black. You know what I mean? Like, you're talking to complete. No,
it's urban night. Yeah.
It's urban night. It's urban night. Exactly. The bigger you get, the more urban. So you got to talk to everyone. Yo!
Yo, my gangsters.
My gangsters.
The blackness. Oh, that's funny.
Talking about blackness.
What?
I watch Boys in the Hood.
Oh, yeah?
Yes.
Boys in the. With Ice. No, who's in that?
With a bunch of black actors. Most of them became famous.
Yeah, it's good. I've never seen it.
Excellent. I think. Every person, because here's the thing, you know me, like when, you know, I guess around the D-Day, I tried to watch Schindler's List.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, you know, I make so many jokes about
Jews.
Yeah. Let me just remind myself.
Yeah. What's
like
all about?
The darkness of life that they lived. Yeah. So I can empathize as much as you want. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, it's Black History Month. I've done so many jokes about blacks. I'm like, I should.
Let's try.
Yeah. Like, for example, I watch. What's the name of the movie?
12 Blacks of Slaves?
Not
12 Black Slaves.
It's not 12 Blacks. Oh, God. They didn't put them in boxes, Gabe.
I said 12 Black Slaves.
Ah, 12 Black Slaves. Yeah, okay. No, the first one. The boat one.
Oh, Babadook or whatever. What's it called?
Babadook? No.
What's it called? Ruins.
My brain is...
It's like Imhotep or what is it called? The name of the boat, right? You told me about it. It's like Marmaduke.
I'm just waiting for you to say the mummy, right? The mummy? The mummy? The mummy. That's the movie you're talking about?
And Jemima's on Madea. Madea on the loose.
Oh, Amistad.
Amistad. Amistad. I see Babadook sounds close.
So I watch Amistad when I was like 30. No,
Babadook is a horror movie.
So I watch Amistad and it was great.
Yeah.
And it shocked me.
Is it an old movie?
It's an old movie.
How does the CGI? Is there like?
There's no CGI. There's just black people suffering. There's no need for CGI. Like, hey, just make them suffer on a boat.
Oh my God.
And then you're like, this is insane. This is how, you know, this is.
Damn.
How, like, I didn't know about slavery. And then you watch this.
Was it a long movie?
There's things you remember that just, like, I remember, oh, this is so depressing. There's a mom.
Yeah.
She's holding her daughter.
Yeah.
And they're on the boat. And she's like, she looks around. She's like, oh, this is the end of the world. Like, there's no way. So she just jumps in the water. And it was not like, and she just goes like, it's just a defeated, just.
And yeah.
She lets herself fall. And you watch, and she's holding her son.
Yeah. I think we literally have a clip of this exact conversation right now.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's how much you shocked me.
Because I remember what I responded with was, which is my instincts right now, was me talking about in Titanic when they jumped off the boat and the guy on top.
White people.
That's my white.
That's your white people's Amistad.
Yeah, that's Babadook. Titanic. Yeah, yeah, Amistad.
Look at the white people dying. Like, you don't care about slavery.
No,
look,
I care.
Look at the rich white.
No, but
white
there was poor white people. There was poor. No, there was. There
even
was
the poorest, I'm pretty sure.
But they were dancing in the galleries.
By the way, you would be the poorest. You're not poor.
Oh, yeah.
But you would be in the where you would be with Leonardo.
Yeah, dancing all hot.
Yeah, you're not with the.
With all the Italians and
exactly.
Shit.
You're not with the 1%.
No.
It was a. It showcased the world back then. You had the. I don't think they were poor class. I think they were middle class.
Yeah.
It's still a boat ride across the Atlantic.
It's true.
It's not cheap.
But why? Yeah, it's true. Why would they let poor people on that boat at all?
Because you could just. It's society.
Huh.
Society is not communist. You have people who want the luxuries of luxurist. And some people are like, I just want to go there.
Yeah.
So, okay, how much you want? Okay, this is all I have.
I
don't think they were poor.
No. I love that movie.
You would be other side than on that.
Yeah. That movie's great. Not because of the stories, whatever. It's just James Cameron is amazing.
Yeah.
James Cameron is like probably like one of the most guys with balls in like Hollywood, let's say. I don't know anything about Hollywood, but like he didn't get paid for this movie. He was like, oh, I'm putting all the risk on this movie. Everything he's ever made, he put on the risk in this film.
I just remembered us having this exact
really?
Because my initial thought is like, well, that's how you know he's not a Jew.
Yeah.
A Jew find what he's good at, and he makes sure to make a living with it.
Yeah.
But whatever.
He was like, whatever. He never got paid. Sorry.
I want to go back to watching Boys in the Hood.
Oh, yeah.
So anyway, so I'm like, it's Black History Month. Let's watch Boys in the Hood. Because the last movie to empathize with black people I saw was Amistad.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't need to watch 12 Years a Slave.
Yeah.
I'm done, you know.
No.
Django, I watched Django. I went to New Orleans. So I'm like, okay, I've seen, you know, the black lives. I'm like, oh, let's watch Boys in the Hood.
Yeah.
Amazing. If you haven't seen it, guys, watch Boys in the Hood.
Who's it by? Is it that?
No idea. I'm not good with names.
Who's the black guy that did
Spike Lee?
Is it Spike Lee?
The guy who in The Matrix plays the...
Morpheus.
Morpheus.
Yeah.
It's the same actor. Still kind of Morpheus.
Yeah.
Like in the sense
he plays.
Yeah. He plays the all-knowing guider, mentor, kind of like, I'll be there and I'll teach you and here's are the rules of life. He plays the same role, but it's not. I don't know if I told you, Boys in the Hood is not science fiction. It's like an actual.
Yeah, it's in the world. Yeah.
But he plays the same role.
Oh, he's like a.
He's like an old.
An oracle.
Oracle knowledge trying to explain the society and.
You sure?
He's the same guy.
Is he like?
I'm waiting for him to go like, do you want? I don't know.
Yeah.
You want Jamaican patty? Or do you want... I don't know. I'm trying to think of black things.
Do you want the brown M&M or do you want the orange M&M?
Have you ever...
What?
You had Kentucky Fried Chicken or watermelon?
Yeah.
Oh, this is so wrong. So wrong. It's a great movie.
Yeah, I need to watch it. I've never seen it. Yeah, I never seen it.
I like movies where they blatantly... You know, like every movie tries to have a message.
Mm-hmm.
Especially movies. It's not... So in this movie, it's very, the message is not really hidden. You can literally imagine like, oh, when they wrote it, there's a scene where it's a father talking to his son and they're fishing. And the father, you know, he's so cool. He's a dad because I'm like, he's raising a black child when there's an epidemic of fathers leaving their kids back then, you know, among the black community. So we're showcasing the importance of a father. To a young man in his young life.
Yeah.
He's like, they go fishing. And the father is like, so, son, tell me, what are the three things to be a leader? He's like, what is it again? Look someone in the eye when you talk to them.
Uh-huh.
Don't steal. And another one, I forgot.
But a boy in the hood or whatever.
No, but it's like, it's very serious. Make eye contact with the person you're talking with. Don't steal. It's not worth it. And never respect someone who doesn't respect you. These are the rules of being a leader. But it's not hidden in a metaphor. No. It's literally a father telling his son, And I think the director was hoping like a child would see like, oh yeah, I didn't know
this.
It's very good. Blatant.
That's great.
And straight to the...
Because it's supposed to be for everybody, right?
Yeah, I think probably the guy who made it, he made it for black youth.
That's good.
Because
that makes sense. It's educated.
It's full of...
Yeah.
It's full of of knowledge, blatant knowledge.
Yeah.
And it's a sad story. It's a sad story.
Mm-hmm.
So people will like, you know, feel with it. There's no, it's not a Hollywood ending, really.
No.
And, well, kind of maybe the last 3 seconds, but whatever. And, yeah. So it's just like, okay, black youth are going to watch this. I want to squeeze in as much. I'm going to showcase their lives, and I'm going to squeeze in as much knowledge that they need. It's very well made. I really.
Where'd you watch it? Netflix?
It's a bit cheesy now. Yeah, on Netflix.
Oh,
yeah.
Check it out.
It's a bit cheesy now, but I don't think it was cheesy back then.
Did you watch that the greatest night in pop or whatever, where they're like, "We are the world, we are the children."
I saw clips, and it makes me laugh because I just singers back then, they all hated each other. They're like, they're singing about love and equality, and they're like, "We are the world."
Why am I next to...
Like, I'm not gonna sing.
Yeah.
it's insane. Comics, we kind of like each other.
We just get along. Like, we're like, hey, what's up?
But musicians, man. Like, singers?
Damn, I come in the same room as Michael Jackson. I hate that guy.
Singers, they just... Imagine I'm hanging out with you and I'm wearing sunglasses while we're filming something. Like... What do you like? That's Michael Jackson. He would walk in, like, we're just gonna sing a song, and he's like,
"Yeah,
just oh my god, they hate each other so much. Everyone wants to be like the alpha."
Wow, oh my god!
Didn't you realize that?
I didn't watch the movie.
I don't know if singers hang out with other singers. Singer friendship do we know? I don't know if there's much.
I don't know. I don't know one singer.
Like singer friendship.
Oh, singer friendship.
Yeah, like we know whose comedian is best friend with who. It's literally their podcast. Friendship?
Maybe like.
Queen and Bowie, but I think they. Mm.
Oh yeah, they were more than that.
Mr. Freddie Mercury. Mm-mm.
Or what's the game? The guy from the Rolling Stones and like
Mick Jagger and David Bowie.
Yeah, or like Chuck Berry and John Lennon. and David Bowie.
David Bowie.
Bang everybody.
That's. I have a book here. Let me show you. I'll show it to you later. I got it from when I went to their museum. It's very nice.
Oh, cool.
Sorry guys, we interrupt this Goodnight podcast because we received. An emergency alert.
Yeah, Amber Alert.
Amber Alert. For those who know, that's an Amber Alert in Montreal. That's what it does. It just stops all your
phones.
Stops
everything.
We had one, I think, yesterday at like 5, 6 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, yeah, I was asleep.
Anyone was like,
oh, really?
So I want to read this.
Okay.
And so emergency alert, everybody. Emergency alert. Quebec, en alerte. Alert in Quebec. Silver SQ Montérégie. Jeanette Dubé. Wait, what is it? Is there no English version? What the hell?
I thought there was.
Where?
Jeanette Dubé,
70. Oh, okay, sorry. Jeanette Dubé, 70. 70 makes sense that her name is Jeanette Dubé.
Yeah, Jeanette Dubé.
Jeanette, there's no... my name is Jeanette, join my OnlyFans.
Yeah.
That's just, there's no... Jeanette Dubé, 70, has been missing since February 6th at 12:30 p.m. What day is today?
The 6th.
Oh, okay, so she's been missing...
6 hours.
For 6 hours, and they're like, let's go. Last seen in Massieuville, she would be confused. Look out for a 2012 white BMW X3. J23, blah, blah. J23 TKY. If seen, call 911. Jeanette has a BMW.
10 years old, though.
Still.
It's not bad.
It's an X3. It's a SUV.
Yeah, it's an SUV, big one. Nice guy.
It's
white.
She probably has it. Guys, if you want to buy a low mileage BMW
look
X3,
for Jeanette Dubé.
Look for Jeanette Dubé in Massieuville. Oh, my, imagine this is how you start buying cars.
Yeah.
Because the price of cars is going up so much.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, wait, this car is going to be on sale soon. And then you go buy it. Jeanette Dubé doesn't drive.
No. Hey, my car has a little squeak. It goes,
what are you doing inside? Are you
greasing my dick? No, it goes like anytime the tire goes, it goes.
So, yeah, you probably have a shot ball bearing.
Okay, yeah. You know, that makes sense. That happened exactly to me.
If it start to make that sound, it's
I have to bring it.
Yeah. Because if it messes up the whole thing.
Okay, I'm going to go.
Get your ball joints out as much as possible.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's in Quebec. That's the thing that you'll change most about your cars.
Yeah, it's pretty
your ball joint and
balls. What?
What the hell? Your neighborhood is in the news.
Why?
Park X, they're back at it. What? The cyclists and the drivers, they're like...
They're fighting?
Yeah, they're like, they were like protests and everything.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
I should have went.
Yeah. Well, you should have went?
Yeah.
For which side?
Just to go.
For, look at me, I'm intimidating. Yeah. You better not say against the cars.
I want to be like Gandhi. You all are all right. Everyone...
Everyone wants to be Gandhi, but I don't think it's easy to be Gandhi.
I don't even know what Gandhi did.
Because even Hitler, if you would have asked him,
he's like yeah, yeah,
Park. You get all the adoration you want.
Yeah.
All of it.
Mm-hmm.
But people think you're good. Like, yeah, everyone thinks you're good. I'm pretty sure you would have said, like, I wish I had that mental capacity.
Yeah.
It's not easy to be Gandhi, I think.
No, it was hard as hell.
Skinny.
You're very skinny, yeah, and
you
also can't prisoned.
You can't
be prisoned.
Fat.
No.
Like, you can't be like, guys, hey. Preach. I'm like, sir.
You look normal.
You ate six chocolates. Yeah. The chocolate come from slaves. I'm not going to trust you. You know what I mean?
You look just like a schlubby dude. Like,
yeah,
no.
You cannot.
You got to be like, guys.
You got to be like, look how much I sacrificed. Yeah. His look was very well calculated.
Yeah, yeah.
Just the white thing.
The white robe.
And the glasses. Look, I'm a nerd. You
he looked like, you
me.
Know the Monopoly, not the Monopoly guy, the Six Flags guy. He's like the black, the whatever. What is Gandhi? Is he Indian?
Yeah.
Indian Six Flags guy. Didn't he
imagine
look
if the guy Six Flags like, guys, I need someone. I need a figure that everyone kind of knows and kind of likes. And like my friend, I don't know. Oh, Siddharth, you just made my day. And he just drew. He Gandhi. The thing is, Gandhi was also a man, right?
Yeah.
So he'd probably be like, yeah, I want a doggy style. Like he would meet Mother Teresa. He'd like, I wonder what it means.
Oh.
Banger, you know, like she never been banged. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's still a man. He still has these thoughts.
Yeah, yeah, he does.
Like, ooh, take her little hat thing.
Ooh, Mamma Mia.
It would be funny.
Yeah, that'd be.
Sex makes you weird these days.
No.
Everything okay?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I know what you're up to. I'm fine. Yeah, I'm fine. Why? What's up?
Because I told you, I think I figured
yeah?
you out. I figured out your kink.
What's my kink?
I figured out the thing that makes
no,
you.
No, what is it?
So. If anyone brings up anything sexual in front of Gabe or anything that is like a little naughty, like you made a clip, right?
What?
About you were in the crowd, you were doing stand up, and someone in the crowd was like 45 and his girlfriend was 28.
Yeah.
Put it here.
Yeah.
Anyway, so Gabe, you can see on his face, like, oh, that's.
Well, it was at the time.
Well, first of all, you don't know the whole story.
They were neighbors when they were kids.
Wait, you added the kids part.
They said they know each other a long,
long,
long
time,
time
ago. 10 years is a long time ago.
Yeah, but neighbors.
But it's you. You went, oh, that's so wrong. But I realize you do that often.
Yeah.
Where you're like, oh, wow, ew, that's this. That's your kink.
Oh, what?
You like to attract women who will see this like innocence and go like, yeah, you want to. Little innocent boy.
No.
And you're like, no. And they're like,
no,
yeah, I'm your who's your daddy now? Because the thing is, a man who is this innocent naturalistically is probably a virgin.
Oh.
Gabe is a playboy who
no,
has
not anymore.
Made sweet exactly not anymore
no.
But you have made sweet love to I honestly think three times as much women as me.
Whoa.
I have standards, but it's seriously, so he's a whore.
Nah.
So that's why I'm like, oh, that's where you fine tune, like your you know what I mean, like you like, oh, this is exactly what attracts me, the woman that I like.
Ah, well,
like if I act this way, I'm gonna get a woman or whatever your kink is.
Yeah.
Like, okay. Oh, what? Oh, that's disgusting. And like secretly, you're enjoying it. I think I nailed you.
Okay, all this is untrue. Yeah.
I don't know how much of this you're going to keep.
No, I'll keep it all. Yeah, it's all good.
Because I saw you going, oh, Amber.
No, it's fine. I'm moving around, you know, shaking and quaking.
Okay, let's do some crowd work.
Hey, so.
How do you feel about doing the podcast standing up?
It's good, yeah. I'm actually like, if I'm sweating a little bit. No, it's good. I like
we are out of shape.
Yeah.
It's okay. Drink some limon soda.
Yeah, I have it here.
Oh, dude, I want to see. I'm trying to eat healthier, okay?
Okay.
So I bought a couple of food that I haven't eaten in a long time. I'm like, oh, I used to eat this when I was healthy. This, we're drinking Limonata de Sicilia. I got this, okay? I'm like, oh, I'm going to give it to Gabe. I think he might like it.
Yeah, it's good.
This is from Italia. It's made in Italia.
Yeah, Sicilia.
It, probably in the old country. So the ingredient, look at this. Water, lemon juice, sugar, lemon, pulp, citric acid, ascorbic acid, carbon dioxide, and natural flavoring.
Okay, it's not
there's
that much
nothing
sugar.
In there. No. This is nothing. So yeah, such a natural
yeah.
water, sugar.
Even bubbly has like tons of more crap in there, I bet.
I don't know what bubbly has, but like this is food, mm-hmm. this is calories, and it's honestly not that bad. Like the ingredients.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna go get something.
What are you gonna get?
I'm gonna go get it. Wait.
Okay.
So I've been trying to I've been trying to eat healthier.
Yeah.
And like I need something like of a dessert that is healthy.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna buy yogurt.
Okay.
I'm gonna buy yogurt. Okay. This I buy yogurt because I remember I was eating it when I was young and I enjoyed the sweetness like the fruit. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh, yogurt. What can be in the yogurt? Yogurt.
Yeah.
And fruit.
Yeah.
Fruit puree. That's it.
Yeah.
Dude, I'm eating it, right?
And I is that the ingredients?
Look at the list of ingredients. What happened?
It's the whole pack.
Like when I was young, it was like 3-4 things.
It was yogurt and spoon. That was it.
Skim milk, fine. Milk permeate. What is that?
I don't know.
Sugar, water, raspberry puree, cream, modified cornstarch. Why is there cornstarch?
Yeah, why is there cornstarch in there? I don't know.
Whey protein, okay. Yeah. Natural and artificial flavor. Active bacterial culture, potassium sorbate, amaranth, lemon juice concentrate, may contain gelatin and milk protein.
Maybe
why is it so long?
It must be to preserve it. Because there's like living organisms in yogurt,
yeah.
right? Maybe it's to keep them alive. Is it a probiotic?
I'm going to go see if I can find like an expensive one. I'm going to
yeah.
compare the list. Because this is like, that's a
lot.
Oh,
that's
of
a regular one. It's not like, this is not like probiotics.
No,
or
just a regular yogurt
yeah.
with this raspberries and vanilla.
That's bizarre.
Isn't that bizarre?
Yeah. They must
maybe
make
it's a cheap quality yogurt.
Yeah.
I have no idea.
They must make like so much yogurt that the only way they can like keep it preserved is by like encasing it in like a million ingredients that just solidifies it into what it is for a while. So it just stays in a container.
It's the texture. I think you're looking when you eat a good yogurt, you don't want it to run down your spoon. You want it to just hold perfectly. And I'm assuming, but you don't want it to taste like like cheese.
Yeah, you want it to just be
so
yogurty.
The cornstarch takes something liquidy, makes it thicker without adding actual good thing for your food. Cornstarch is nothing. I don't think it's anything that is good for you.
No,
bad for you. It's starch. So it's weird.
Corn.
I'm disappointed.
Yeah.
Like everything, there's a hierarchy. I'm pretty sure I'm going to go get like 100% natural. It's going to cost $10.
Yeah.
It's going to be just 2-3 ingredients. That's it.
I know. I think the best you can get is like Greek yogurt that has like nothing in it.
And hair. Just.
yeah.
You open it and you're like, what? Are these blueberries? Blackberries?
Blackberries.
What? Is this spider legs?
Dingleberries.
Is this spider legs? What's this black thing? There must have been, for a longest time, hair in Greek yogurt. There's no way.
No.
It's like when you eat a pomegranate.
Okay.
It's a pain to eat a pomegranate because of the seeds.
Yeah.
But the taste is so good, you're like, it's worth it.
Uh-huh.
I guess up to like 100 years ago, eating Greek yogurt, you're like, oh, there's hair. But what do you want me to do? It's so good.
What do you want me to do?
I live with the hair sometimes. You know, Costa drops his chest hair and I'm just going to have to live with it. Like the seeds on a fruit, you know, that was a sacrifice to pay.
Yeah. Was there a Lebanese yogurt?
Yeah.
Or Arabic yogurt?
Yeah, I don't remember eating a lot of yogurt as a young man. I remember eating Lebni. It's like a thicker yogurt. It's like
Whoa.
A cheese.
Oh.
Like, it's like a cream cheese, but like a Lebanese cream cheese called Lebni.
You know, there's
on pita?
Yeah. Ooh. There's PA makes its own cream cheese now.
Ooh.
PA supermarket.
Uh-huh.
They probably sell it to other stores. It's called Ilios.
Ilios.
They make all sorts of products now and sell them to other grocery stores because it's like cheaper. It's all just made like in, I don't know, it's cheaper. And it's pretty good. You might like it.
Is it as good as Liberty cream cheese back in the day?
I don't know. I don't know.
Liberty cream cheese, man.
Yeah,
it was the taste of freedom.
Yeah.
It was the right name for that cream cheese.
Yeah, Liberté was good.
It's crazy. That's why you need multiculturalism. Because you need Italian cream cheese on a Jewish bagel.
Yeah.
And then you get the best thing ever.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh.
You understand? Yeah. Like, up to the invention of cream cheese. I don't know if the Jews make cream cheese. I don't know. But I know the Italians or people who make Liberté cream cheese, they perfected it.
Yeah. I think, like, French people make a lot of, like, dairy products, too.
Yeah.
Like, or French
Whatever.
And Quebec people.
I guess they eat it with, like, liver back before the
invention. Oh, yeah.
Gratin.
Liver. Yeah.
Just Jewish stuff. Yes. You know what I mean? And then the Jews are like, you know what? This would need a thick amount of butter and freaking cream cheese.
Oh, I love it. Yeah. But no. Yeah. Hey, did you see online Trump posted a I think Trump has the best campaign I've ever seen of any like candidate.
He's dropping a special?
No. He posted a picture. It was it was like a picture of his face, but half his face was cut. One side was his face, and then the other side was Elvis.
Whoa.
And he was like, a lot of people have been telling me that I look like Elvis, and I agree. I think I look exactly like Elvis. They say I'm as handsome as Elvis. And it's just a picture of him, and it's making all everybody just go insane, being like, how people are saying Biden is insane. Trump is even more insane. He thinks he looks like Elvis. I'm like, dude, it's just funny. It's just so funny.
You know what? If you want Trump to lose, dear liberals, you must grow a sense of humor.
Yeah, a little bit.
You must look at this and see the humor in it. Because if you just get angry,
yeah,
the people who are pro-Trump and laughing at this, they're going to vote for him more.
They're going to be like, dude, like, how
clearly
yeah,
you're stupid. So yeah. Clearly I'm right in voting. So you must have like, okay, this is funny. You must give him something from time
yeah.
to time.
Or acknowledge
humanize
that, yeah.
him so you can beat him. If you don't make yes. him a human, if you make him always wrong, yeah. you're making, like you're creating a fake entity that doesn't exist. You have to have a sense of humor. Liberals, LGBTQ.
Yeah, guys.
Add F at the end for funny, okay?
LGBTQF.
Funny. And trust me, you'll get everything you need.
Oh, that's amazing. That's so great. And
see the humor. Have a sense of humor. Silly. SF. have a sense, because they're funny, but have a sense of humor as well to laugh at jokes that you don't agree with.
Yeah. Wow.
Like, I have a joke now. I'll post it in the podcast, because I don't think I'll post it by
itself. It's the bagel
one.
The what?
The bagel one.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Don't make a short with this.
No. I thought you were going to do the one where, like, the Arabs and the Jews get together and there was an anti-LGBT thing.
No. Okay. No, the joke, well, I told you, is that the hole in the bagel, they removed it. What happens is that the hole identified as Gaza, so the bagel just took over.
Uh-huh.
And this usually gets 30% of the crowd laughing really, really
yeah,
hard.
Yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
the other 40, everyone enjoys it. Yeah. Everyone will remember
it. They like it, yeah.
But only a few will... Let they won't like it's like a burp. They'll
hold it.
They'll hold the burp instead of burping.
Yeah,
yeah. So some Jews, like my friends,
damn,
need to grow a sense of humor. I can't just do jokes about the Palestinians.
Yeah,
Jews. Jews. I can't make jokes about the Palestinians. I can't make jokes only about Jews. I have to make jokes about everyone equally.
Dude. Goddamn,
it's a stupid joke.
Yeah, no, it's funny. But anyway, I look forward to this election cycle. I hope I'm alive for it. It'll be
the
great.
What?
This election
yeah?
cycle. I'm very excited. I'm going to get back into news and politics.
Finally, white news. In white news, Gabriel finally watches the news. Because they're white again.
I deleted my Reddit news for the longest time. I deleted Twitter for the longest time. I remember in 2020.
Yeah, you're like, oh, Mahmoud, Ariel. Oh, who are these people?
I don't understand
anything.
And then
he saw Donald and Joe and Jesus and white. Whitey McWyerson, you're like, I'm gonna subscribe to Reddit News again. Finally, they're speaking my language.
Well, I didn't delete it because of the brownification of
yes.
society. No, I deleted it because I was so stressed during it was 2020.
Why? So I don't care about these people so much.
I was so stressed out during 2020's election cycle.
Yeah,
I was like on edge the whole time. I was like, oh,
why?
Because it was all like it was stolen, and I was like, for some reason, I was so involved. I was like, why don't they just stop it? Just stop it, everybody. And I deleted Reddit. I remember when I deleted
because you were worried it will affect you.
I don't know. I was so consumed.
You have to
by
remember.
It. I was
it
consumed.
Doesn't matter, and
yeah.
you don't matter.
But you know how you got depressed and all that stuff?
Yeah, because it's my people.
Yeah, I know, but I'm watching.
It's people who I made eye contact with, who I
yeah.
lived life with, you know?
Yeah, I know.
I see my brothers and sisters
yeah.
over there.
Yeah, but also, whatever you said to me about I don't matter, you don't matter then.
Of course.
Yeah.
But it's still, I empathize more.
Okay, yeah. I'm
yeah.
just more conflicted. I just was scared.
No.
And I have...
I'm scared because people are dying.
Yeah.
I'm sad. I'm depressed because people are dying. You're scared because how it will affect your life here.
Yeah.
If they all die, it will affect my life very sadly, but
yeah.
I'll be completely okay.
Yeah.
If anything happens here, it might affect you directly. It's different.
Yeah, maybe.
You understand? Like,
yeah.
if the Middle East, just everyone drops a nuclear bomb and they all die.
Yeah. I mean, that also, that's very
I
life-changing.
I still have coffee. Yeah, but it's still, like...
There'll be some sort of backlash.
what if they say, okay, guys, we need to stop? They're all like, they're, no one's fighting anymore. They're just and it's quiet all of a sudden.
Yeah.
I will be sad, like, oh, damn, they did it. They themselves.
Whoa.
Woo.
All right, let's fucking.
I think I would be on
watch
edge.
Watch Boys in the Hood. Like, it's, yeah. I'd be like sad a little.
But I'd be on edge for a week. I'd be like,
yeah,
geez.
But then.
If there was no backlash.
Life goes back. Like, if you're like, oh, yeah, exactly. Everyone's like, oh, okay, guys, that's it. This is so bad. We're not doing war ever again.
Yeah.
Like, even if you're like, oh, doesn't really affect me. Yeah, like, yeah. I'm here. But if, let's say, someone starts. That's why the 9/11, mm-hmm. I talk about it so much because it was the first time. That something horrible happened here in the New World since they killed the natives.
Mm. Oh, well, yeah.
That's the last time. Like, it was the first time. Like, oh, no, in my lifetime, our Pearl Harbor was this. It happened to us.
I think I shut off from it because I'm really, really sensitive to, like, all that outward whatever. Yeah. So I had to, like, stop it. And now, and then I have to, like, just close myself off. Even things, I can't watch Joe Rogan anymore because every episode freaks me out. And I know it's supposed to be entertainment. He had, like, some lady on about, like,
Gillis.
Yeah, some hot lady. About interdimensional aliens, and I got like so nervous. I'm like, wait a minute, is this like real? Like, is this lady at her PhD? Is
it
real?
If it's real,
I don't know. I
you're 40. How old are you? You're 30.
30. Yeah,
and nothing bad has ever happened to you ever.
I know, but that's all I think. You know, who the hell knows?
But nothing, and you've
done
so many stupid things.
Yeah, it's true.
You've done more stupid things than anyone I know. That's why you have cool stories.
Yeah, it's true.
So just. Shut the fuck
up. I know.
It'll be fine. Something.
Yeah. Okay, I'm done. No
That's
more.
It.
No more conversation.
That's it. Go back to reading ingredients. That's the difference between your life and mine.
Let's go back to reading.
That's how I know I'm 40. Like, ooh, look at the ingredients. They're so healthy. Dude. While I drink a soda.
Yeah. I've been thinking about like not my past, but
fucking
like.
Dick.
I'm thinking one of the reasons, like one of the main reasons is the reason I want to get famous is because I want my old elementary school to invite me back for like a talk, you know, be like, oh my God, the big comedian guy. Yeah. I remember Otis Grant came to my high school.
Otis Grant?
Yeah. He's like a boxer that won like the Olympics.
Oh,
and he's
I thought
from
it
Montreal.
Was the guy who does the Otis elevators. You know, it's Otis, Otis brand elevators. I'm like, the elevator guy?
The elevator guy, yeah.
Came to your school I make elevators. And everyone's like, oh my God, I used an elevator today.
School's
gay.
Yeah, and he told
me. When he told me, you reach for the star, I took it literally, and I built an elevator. This is,
Yeah,
it would be nice. You have your Denzel, you're standing up, and you tell kids, all these young minds, like, guys, this is what you need to do in life.
Yeah. Yeah.
I do that.
Yeah.
Well, on my phone trying to teach them English. Yeah. Oh, my God. I'm so bad sometimes. Yeah. So what would you tell them? Imagine they're listening. Okay.
Oh, what would I actually
there's
tell
kids
them?
Right now, there's 5-year-old kids.
Oh, my God. I wouldn't
Don't
be
go to any islands.
I wouldn't be able to tell any children anything. I would have to talk to like 25.
So you just want
to
be respected. You know, it's not going to be the same students.
No, I literally meant, I literally.
Right? The people who bullied you, they're not in kindergarten. Hey, cool. Hey, kid, I'm cool now. I told you I'm cool. They're not. They left school.
No, that's nothing to do with that. No one bullied me. No one bullied. I was totally. I was kind of a bully, but I wasn't really a bully. I was kind of like a.
No, you were you.
Yeah,
I bet
I
you were exactly like this.
I was
like
pretty
this.
Much exactly like
it's less wise.
This. Yeah, and what would I say? I wouldn't be able to talk to little kids because I'd be like, just show up, just kick a ball. The ball's really hard, and do math. There's
and you want to do that?
No, I just wanted to. Because you know who I hate? I hated the school. I liked the students.
Yeah.
I hated the school. And that's why I would be like, school is this, because the school is literally
yeah.
It's like the teachers are all the principal's an asshole. The nurse is like disgusting. The drama teacher sucks, you know? Like,
did you have one teacher that you're like, that guy or like, or that lady, she, that's,
oh,
it
good?
Made all that garbage that come with school worth it?
Not in high school. Maybe there's like one or two probably teachers that are really cool.
Yeah.
But like,
not cool, but like, okay, that's the guidance I need as a young person.
No, not in high
not
school.
Not even
not
one?
Not in high school. No.
Damn,
no.
Man.
No, everybody was
in school.
Yeah, everyone's an asshole.
One teacher like this. And you know, it's perfect because he's black. Black History Month.
Yeah.
His name, I'm not going to say his name, but he was the first guy. I'm like, this guy is cool.
Yeah.
He was black.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And he was very Denzel-y, Washington-y kind of.
Yeah.
You know,
charisma.
He had charisma. He had presence to him, you know. He was a fantastic orator. Mm-hmm. He was teaching French. Also, biggest rebel. He's like, yeah, you know, the director doesn't want me to do this, but we're going to do it anyway, guys. Yeah, they're trying to, you know, get in my office because they saw that I had, you know, these books. But we're going to do whatever we want because we're rebels, guys. You have to be a rebel in life. Wow. You have to respect yourself. Like the whole, I'd be like, that's
cool. Yeah. No, we
drove a Jaguar, apparently.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
That's cool.
No, he had a Jaguar. He had a Jaguar, like a two-door. Listen, some people said I think he was stooping a student in a previous school.
Yeah.
Maybe that's true.
Stooping. I like that.
Maybe that's true. He banged a 17-year-old. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
But however, as a teacher, he was fantastic. He really taught me how to be like this.
We had a drama teacher that the rumor was that that he was having sex with a student, right?
Ooh.
And it was always a rumor. Then I worked at this company for a bit, and then we were like having a conversation. It was like me and like one of the salesmen, and I told him like I went to that high school, and he's like, no way, that in that high school one of the teachers had sex with my now fiance, and she finally revealed it to me, and I was so upset. I wanted to go, and it really screwed her up.
Whatever that situation is.
I don't know even if it was or not, right?
Whoa.
And she was like 15 or something, you know, like high
she
school.
Was a child.
And he was like 30s, and then he was like so upset and freaked out about it.
The fiance.
The dude. Whoa. Like he was like, oh my God. And what happened?
Because when he was the teacher in my school, it's just that he left. And then people were saying this. So we found out afterwards.
No, he never got caught.
Okay.
And
your teacher never got caught?
No. And she, I think she would like became like kind of like an alcoholic. And then, now I think her life is all cleaned up now. Okay. She's all happy. But during a period of time, she was going through a lot of like stress. And we should do an episode where we confront this guy.
No.
We go, what's up, gonna get take you down,
you
bro.
Know who, you know who he is?
Yeah.
Like if you saw him on the street,
yeah, 100%. Yeah. 100%.
Whoa.
Yeah.
I don't want to confront him.
No, I'm just joking. I'm joking.
He's probably retired. I don't want to.
No, he's not. He's like.
He's still teaching?
I think he's like 48.
Oh, yeah, it's true. He was 30. It's like 18.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. God damn. Yeah, maybe someone should confront him.
I know where he works too.
Is he still the same school?
They
didn't move them priests?
He's in Egypt now.
Because priests, they moved them.
Yeah, well, there's
teachers
no.
are like, there's not enough teachers.
The English Montreal School Board I think they condone it, actually.
Do you have any stories about a female teacher?
Because
I know one guy.
Yeah, tell me.
I'm not going to say his name.
Oh, okay. No, I didn't say any names.
He told me, his teacher. I think in their high school.
That's cool.
And dude, if you remember how horny you were, how would you feel if like a teacher in her
I would be like, whoa.
Who knows? Like I.
She read the Kama Sutra.
I've been banging since I was 15. I've been doing great.
Yeah.
I find you, and she bangs you. How would you feel?
I would be blowing loads all over my own face.
You would be crazy, right?
Sucking my own cum down.
I don't think. Do you think it will affect you negatively?
I don't know. I have no idea. Because all I thought about back then when I was 15 is like, I had boners every class ever. I had a boner. I would literally be. My pencil case.
We're so old. We're reminiscing about boners. Welcome. You're 40. I just decided. Reminiscing about boners.
I get good
not
boners.
Even sex. Boners.
I get boners. Yeah. I wake up with boners.
I do sometimes.
Yeah. What the fuck? Oh, yeah. Once, here's a story, sort of, like in a drama class.
Yeah. More drama?
Yeah.
Did you hear Justin Trudeau was a drama teacher and he.
Did he? One of his students?
In blackface. No. But he, a student.
Bada bing, bada boom.
Bada bing, bada boom.
That's cool.
Let's talk about that.
Okay, what?
About the fact that he.
I don't know. This is new?
Okay, so here's how I found out, okay? So you had that room where like politicians go meh, meh to each other.
Yes, like, the parliament.
The parliament. There was Justin Trudeau. He was criticizing negatively Pierre Olivier by saying, "Oh, you're a lifelong politician. What do you know, politician? You're a lifelong politician. What do you know about life?
Yeah,
in outside the halls of politics, you can, you know, talk about how people are." And then Pierre Olivier is like, "Yes, it's true. I've been a politician, a servant to this country for all my life.
Yeah.
I know you were a drama teacher, but you had to quit. I just can't remember why." And then black guy showed up behind him and they're like, mic drop. He just, bam.
Damn.
Right there, that song from, I think, Dr. Dre. It's a M-R-E.
Oh, yeah.
And they just do the crip walk.
Yeah. That's great.
That's a burn.
Wow. That's great. Did anybody react like that, or was it like...
As I said, there was a bunch... You know, like, the meme where black guys are...
They all went crazy like that?
No, this is where they filmed it.
I would love to see, like, all these nerds going like, yes!
Well, it's like a risky joke. So some people are going like, bam! But it's like a political risky joke. So I'm pretty sure his side...
I didn't know that happened. That's crazy.
You gotta watch it. Because not a lot of people know that apparently he...
Damn, with
a student.
Maybe it'll come up in society.
Right now, guys.
Yeah, right now. Okay, I guess one more thing before we go.
Oh, that's it?
Well, we're about to do an hour.
Okay.
And I need to get to the nest.
Okay.
I'm going to be so late. But Curb Your Enthusiasm is back.
Okay.
And do you like? I feel like everything I say, you're like, okay, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. No, okay. It's not my...
you don't like Curb?
I watched the first couple of seasons.
What? You don't like Curb? Okay.
But I like Curb, but it's just, I don't have it. I don't have HBO.
Oh, okay.
And if I watch something, I have to go online and do legal things. I'm like,
okay. So there's a character in Curb called Marty Funkhauser. He's acted by this guy named Bob Einstein.
He's dead now. He's dead.
He died for a few, he was so funny. He had like, so there was one season of Seinfeld. It was about 10 years ago. It was the Curb Enthusiasm. It was a Seinfeld reunion.
Yeah.
They did in Curb Enthusiasm. And Marty Funkhauser meets Seinfeld for the first time. And have you seen this video?
Yeah.
Oh, you're seeing a shit.
I don't remember.
Okay.
I remember seeing it.
And so imagine like approaching Jerry Seinfeld with a joke. You'd be like so nervous. Right? But this guy did not care at all. I know they're both like comedians, but in the show, he's playing like a civilian, right? And I wish I memorized the joke so I can tell here.
I know.
I literally was thinking like, do I remember the joke?
Because
I was watching it earlier today. And I was like, I need to memorize it. I'm like, damn, this joke is like 3-4 minutes long.
Oh my god.
Okay. The lack of preparation. I know the joke. It's So a young married couple get married, right? And the woman that's getting married is very insecure about having sex because she was a virgin, never had sex before. She's afraid that her like vagina won't be satisfying enough for the husband. The mother said, "Here's some advice: take some like chicken liver and like wrap it up and attach it downstairs in your vagina. Yeah. And when he goes down there, he'll be satisfied and be really really enjoy and love it." And so it's their wedding night, and they had sex, and then she wakes up the next day, and the husband is gone. But there's a note next to her, right? And on the note says, "Oh my God, that last night was so amazing. I can't wait to be in your embrace once again. I'm so in love with you. I'm off to work now to like make lots of money so I can buy a nice, beautiful house and have a dog and have lots of babies."
Yeah.
And the whole time, Jerry Seinfeld's like, "Oh my God, this is great. This is like the greatest joke." And lots of babies, all that stuff, right? And he writes at the end, "P.S. Your c- is in the sink." I know. That's the joke. I kind of did know the joke.
You got it. Well, guys, thank you so much for watching our first standing up podcast. Yeah. Would you do it again?
Yeah.
I found we were...
Yeah. Energetic.
You know, and that's my sports. That's it. I can just go back to lying on my sofa now.
Yeah.
We did sports, guys. Thank you so much, guys. Subscribe. Tell your friends. We love you. I love you, Eugene.